This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
World's best dads. Doesn't that say it all?
Welcome to Green Flag Workplace. BuzzFeed released an article. That was just a listicle, really, of people sharing the green flags from job interviews that tell you it's a good place to work. I wanted to list all of these and see if HeadGum passes the same tests, right?
Sure. All right. So who's the arbiter? Because, like, I could say green.
Marika.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
This also doesn't fully work because, Marika, you've worked here since what, 2016, 2017?
Man, these cats are cooking.
What was that?
Man, those cats were cooking.
That was just Marika.
Oh, who's Marika?
AJ knows Marika.
I do know Marika. Where is she?
She's in New York. Did you think she was going to be on this episode?
You said that was just Marika.
Oh, no, that Marika did the theme song.
Oh.
Marika's just somebody who works here.
Oh, I think I met her. She had a suitcase on the way out.
What?
Dude, yeah, she was like, I was waiting outside.
I didn't know that she was here. I would have said goodbye.
She was gone before you got here.
But like by 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Man. We met. We exchanged words.
Blows.
Blows, yeah.
Yeah.
It was mostly her just kicking my ass in the parking lot for a full 45 before you got here.
People don't know who y'all are. People have clicked on the link. They're like, what the fuck? Where's Amir?
Yeah.
You're starting at a net negative.
Yeah.
People are not excited to see your face unless they know you from Internet Boyfriend, unless they know you from Boyhood. I'll give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves.
Thank God.
I'll introduce you. I will start by, because one of your songs I've played on this show for years. So
what the fuck? You fucking stalker. What the fuck?
That song has been on the soundboard for years until very recently, I guess, because the soundboard that I use just took it off. It's not on my uploaded.
That's all good.
Yeah. But
I understand. You know.
That was all you. That was all Dom. Is that fair to say?
The Internet
Boyfriend.
Internet Boyfriend. Yeah. I was going to say that soundboard, they just don't want to see me win, you know?
It's like, what was that?
No, it's when your body rejects a piercing. Slowly over time.
Yeah.
The soundboard is attacking you like a cancer. Mm. Y'all are two of my closest musician friends, other sans McCall, sans...
List them all.
And you know what? This show has sort of included a lot of musical bits over the years, especially this year. We'll get to it later, but y'all also both continuously release music, and I wanted to bring you guys on so that you could plug the shit. But not without putting y'all through the ringer. Not without pushing you into the deep end of what this show is. Dom was saying that he doesn't listen to the show. I don't think you listen to the show anymore either, AJ.
I listen sometimes.
Sometimes.
I get the YouTube videos.
Sometimes. I listen sometimes. You know how often I listen to your new EP? I know it's coming.
I listen to it many
every day.
Dude, on the daily.
My ringback tone is lighter. So,
is that
I mean,
true?
How fucked up is that?
What is a ringback tone?
It's where you call someone else and it plays a song towards you.
Whoa. I didn't know you could do that.
We're going to start things off with our... Bond of the week. Daniel Craig is out as 007.
What?
So every week until the next James is cast, we're lobbing up our choice for the next 00. This week, my pick is Tom Clancy. do you want
author?
Who is Tom Clancy?
The author.
Tom Clancy wrote like every dad's favorite books.
Exactly right. At least of the like early aughts.
Yes.
Here's like, the thing. About Tom Clancy used to be. What's that?
What is he writing about?
Sorry. Did I come into the studio when you were recording your last EP?
No.
And did I say, right before you're about to do a vocal take, I'm like, right. Wait, who's Tom Clancy? Yeah. I didn't do that to you. Right?
That's so valid. Yeah. Awful if you did
Fuck
that.
My life.
Tom Clancy, because instead of James Bond, it could be Claims Tom. Because, and I don't know if you knew this, Dom, but Tom Clancy used to be an insurance adjuster.
Whoa. You know, the insurance adjuster to 007 pipeline.
And then, what was that?
It sounds like you choking.
Yeah, that was sounds someone like, else who works at the network choking.
Who is it? Should we applaud this or should we be sad that they passed?
Is it Joel?
You okay? You're
Joel?
Like, is it Joel? Tell me if it, you have, you know, if you, legally you have to tell me if it's Joel.
Who's Joel?
Joel Dunoff? He's sort of, he works on the tech team here. There's, you haven't met any HeadGum people other than Alex Berkman, who's outside.
We met very briefly.
Yeah.
They Shout seem out. Nice.
And you when you said briefly, did you mean
when
short
you
or that you're in briefs?
I'm always in briefs.
Is that true? Boxer briefs or briefs?
Right now, boxer briefs.
Nice. But sometimes,
dude,
just the, yeah.
I think...
Say it.
Before this podcast started, Jeff was like, is there anything that's off limits? And I was like, there's like one or two things. And I didn't realize that we were going to be discussing my underwear so shortly. And a sentence I just had to stop my, or so immediately up front.
I realized I also didn't give you guys any time or space to say who you are.
That's
I said I was
so going to
do that and you didn't. Dom, plug your stuff. Who are you? Who is Dom?
Yeah, AJ told me that this is like, you put your guests through the ringer. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if we'd walked in and it was just like a series of saw traps in here.
It's kind of about to be that.
Okay, time.
We barely started.
Fantastic. My name's Dom. I release music under the name Internet Boyfriend. I am a songwriter and singer and producer and... classical singer here around town, and that is what I do. That's how I keep the horrors at bay.
One song. If people are gonna look up your Spotify Internet Boyfriend, and they're gonna listen to one song, what song?
Go listen to Meds. Meds is a song that we just. Excuse me, I'm bumping this mic. Bad radio. Go listen to Meds. Meds is a song that my friend Lilo and I just put out. It fucks pretty hard. That's the one. If I had to tell people, like, go now, immediately, listen to the rest of this. But yeah,
fucker. I mean, sorry, AJ.
My name is AJ. I release music as Boyhood with a period at the end. Yep,
you just made half the audience swoon.
Mm-hmm. At Boyhood period on all social media, and Joel and I have the same hairdresser.
You're a little bit more intertwined with HeadGum lore, I would say, because all the HeadGum New York people know you and you live with Johnny Villa.
I do live with Johnny Villa. Shout out Johnny Villa.
Yeah.
Johnny and I have never met, but I love
you
him.
You also know Johnny. Actually, yeah. I forgot about this. I always forget about this. Dude. The week that Johnny started a HeadGum, he DMs me on Slack and he says, you know Internet Boyfriend. And I was like, yeah, how do you know him? And you guys just know each other from the internet?
Dude, just from the internet. You know, I just love to say dumb shit to people I've never met. And that's how Johnny and I know each other, I think.
So, like a month or two ago, a friend of mine posted on his Instagram story like this like brochure, I guess, that he saw in Little Rock. And it said, spanking children for correction is of God and legal in the state of Arkansas. Let's talk about it. First of all, what do you guys think about corporal punishment? Second of all, what else is of God?
Of God.
We talk about this a lot.
We do talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
a lot of things are of God.
Yeah. So
to me,
let's go three things that you think are of God. 3, 2, 1, go.
Printers.
Got it. Wait, sorry. I'm going to stop you right there. I said, say three things that are of God. Your first two are printers and friendship.
Yeah.
Let's round it out. Friendship
is godly.
That's second, though. This is a ranking, and the first one's printers.
Have you had a printer work?
Actually, recently, no.
It's a religious experience.
When
it
hits, it hits.
Mm. When it hits, it hits.
Would you rather? Never mind.
Sheesh.
You just got a printer.
And
I want
the
you to
ocean
speak on it.
Was my
it's
third.
Been, what was the ocean?
Yeah. The ocean is of God.
Yes. So, okay.
And what do you think of corporal punishment?
Yeah.
To me, not of God, but I could be convinced.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. So your three were...
Printers, friendship, the ocean.
Printers, friendship, and the ocean. Dom, three things that are of God.
I'm going to say the guitar solo at the end of Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad by Prince is the most godly thing I know.
Godly or of God?
Of God, godly, you know.
Different.
Different.
Fuck. Then I have to change my answer.
Would you say spanking children for the correction? In the state of Arkansas? Or?
In the state of Arkansas? Man, I don't want to touch that yet.
The Clintons were trying... a product of Little Rock corporal punishment, though.
The Clintons?
Yeah, aren't they from Little Rock or something?
Hillary and Bill.
I think just Bill, maybe.
Just Bill.
Yeah. Bill
that's
definitely.
Why talk, that's why talk about me.
That's a man who got spanked. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Bill Clinton, and I'm, you know, that's my Bill Clinton.
They spanked his ass until he was a president, bro.
Yeah. No, his bottom was still sore when he sat down in the Oval Office.
Straight up.
We have to take another break.
When we take a break, does that mean that?
It means that we read ads in between.
Oh, yeah, but like, oh, but this is like such short segments. It's amazing.
Not segments yet. This is just the wax portion where we just kind of talk.
Exactly. Well, I mean,
not exactly.
Segments
you
of
said
time.
Segments. No, not exactly. Egg is on your face. Fuck Boy, my is your face. Dumb,
dude, I did come in here after Malika was like, you can go inside. I was just sitting outside eating a bagel. And it was not until after we had a full interaction where I was like, oh, wow, like, it's so nice to meet you, da-da-da. I looked in the mirror. I was like, yeah, there's, like, this much cream cheese on my face. Mm. It's foolish.
Of God, three things.
The guitar solo at the end of Why You Want to Treat Me So Bad by Prince. Videos of unlikely animal friendships involving, like, a bird and a rodent. A reptile and an amphibian, like the further you get, the more close to God it is.
Sure.
The more of God it becomes, excuse me. And probably the Crusades.
Moving on. Discuss. A recent Slate article begs the question, is the slow dance dead? What do you guys think?
No.
You don't have to think that. What? Why?
Slow dancing is of God. Okay.
Got it.
Yeah.
I think slow dance, you can do any dance slow, no? Like, like this is, sorry, oh my God. Sorry, you're going to have to blur the bottom of this. I've destroyed the studio. But like, you can do any dance slow. Like, check this out.
We've never done
slow
this.
Dancing, not of God.
We've never done this. Three breaks. We have to take another break.
Unprecedented.
And we're back yet again. I didn't realize how spanking heavy this episode was going to be, but it's time to introduce our first segment.
Okay.
Spanked or nah? I'm going to show you a series of celebrity photos, and you guys are going to tell me whether or not you think that they were spanked for correction as a child or not. Let's start with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock himself. Spanked or nah?
I think nah, because he's looked like he was like 300 pounds since he was so small, such a child.
I also think nah, because... like his family, like his dad was a professional wrestler, no? Like I think that sort of environment.
Yeah.
He's getting all his spanking out during the day. Like he doesn't need to come home and like do some more spanking.
Mm-hmm. Right. You would argue maybe that his like metaphorical spanking was neglect.
Yes. On record.
Spanked or nah?
Ooh.
Nah. He's a billionaire.
You think, sorry.
They only spanked him with like enough money to like start whatever fucking Microsoft bullshit he was doing. I'm sorry.
I feel like maybe every billionaire in the world was spanked because they remember that trauma.
And this man is alive or dead right now?
In the photo or in life?
In like right now.
He is alive.
Okay.
Bill Gates is alive. Spanked or nah?
Spanked.
Nah.
I think spanked. Jeb.
Jeb. Nah. Ooh, what do we think?
Do we think the Bush family in general is into corporal punishment? Not an Arkansas family or dynasty, rather, but...
I wouldn't be surprised if Jeb was spanked.
Yeah.
Because Please Clap gives, like, spanked energy.
Yeah.
I think George was not spanked, and George Sr. and wife were like, yo, we fucked up.
Yeah, and we should say that you refer to all couples as... AJ and wife.
Yeah.
Whoa. What the fuck?
This is Phil Heath, the like best bodybuilder in the world right now or something.
Whoa. Right now or something?
Shout out.
I see 2011, Jeff, on that placard behind
that's
me.
That's true.
It's only gotten better.
I think he's still like one of the greats.
I believe it. This man looks great.
And this man looks spanked to me.
Yeah, because he was spanked and then he developed this body so that it would never happen again.
Exactly right.
AJ? Oh.
I say spanked, yeah.
Spanked or not?
Ooh. Pope is Francis. This the current Pope?
Yeah, this is Pope Francis.
Pope Francis. He's more tolerant than past popes.
Correct.
In a way that makes me say not spanked.
Not spanked. Holy shit.
Not spanked. It's a big old chain.
Dude.
Oh. Spanked or nah?
Spanked.
Really?
I think so.
I think nah.
Really?
I think absolutely not spanked. Owen?
Why, Jeff?
You said that with a lot of tenderness in your voice.
Yeah.
I mean, look at him. He's always had a good, I mean, he's always had like a glimmer in his eye. He's never really ran into any trouble. You and I ran into him at the Bedford stop. Oh, wait, no, you weren't there.
You told me about it, I think.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, no. It's really funny, Jeff, to be like, oh, yeah, the time I bumped into this celebrity. Oh, no, you weren't there. To every, like, any time you tell this story, please.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You weren't there when I saw Luke.
You were fucking there.
Sorry, Owen. That's right. Freudian slip, because I think this one spanked for sure.
He's older, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanked? Not spanked.
Yeah.
Spanked or not? Nah? Spanked or not?
Nah.
What do you think, AJ?
I think nigh. I think he's got too much whimsy in his heart.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I think anybody who is that interested in the pursuit of truth was like... That was fostered.
And if you're spanked, you're saying that people might want to mar that truth / a lago.
I think if Bill Nye had been spanked, we might have gotten like, there might be a sequel to Oppenheimer called Nye.
Spanked or nah?
There's no way. If he had been spanked, we wouldn't have any soprano sax smooth jazz.
This is what I hear in my head. AJ? Kenny G, oof. Spanked or not?
I'm saying spanked.
I think spanked.
I think the music is coming from a place of spank.
I think.
Ultimately. Yeah.
Spanked or not, finally. Maximilian Robespierre.
Mm.
What I will say is that trauma begets trauma, and he did end up guillotining a lot of people, which is sort of like the spanking of the head.
He's got a really small head.
He's got, I honestly, though, I have a soft spot for Robespierre because look how thin his ankles are.
Whoa. You got thin ankles?
I've got thankles. Oh, you can't tell right now because I'm wearing boots.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's how I would hide that as well. Maybe it's a small head. Maybe he's just leaned back and the artist didn't know how to depict perspective.
Yeah. I mean, this is in monarchical France. He was like fighting for, you know, every man, landowning or not, to have the right to vote. And I feel like that equality... Right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes from a place of, at one point, there was a power dynamic between him and Mr. Robespierre.
Comes from a place of spank.
Exactly.
Did you explain that to us?
Yeah.
Did you explain that to us because you think we don't know who fucking Robespierre is?
I think a lot of the audience doesn't know who Robespierre is. And then the people are going to be like, Jeff thinks we're fucking idiots. Fuck Jeff. Jeff doesn't even show up and he's prepared all the time. This is like, everybody relax.
Jeff, I think you're doing an amazing job.
You don't have to say that. You really don't.
I know I don't. I'm not being paid to say that.
You can't really see his ankles in this picture is what I'll say.
They're both kind of marred.
They're both obscured.
Exactly right.
But spank or no spank?
Yeah, spank.
Oh, I said
that. Sorry, you don't have to get angry because like Dom was like, "But spank or no spank?" You're I already said it.
I hate it when he talks to me like that.
Spanked or not?
What?
Spanked or not?
Spank.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think spank. I think if you're French in the past, you're spanked.
Mm. Yeah, I get that. Should we just leave Robespierre up on the thing? Because if I take it off, it's gonna turn on to what the frame TV always turns on to, which is Young Turks.
Oh.
TYT.
I think leave Robespierre up there.
I want the Young Turks. TYT. Fuck you guys, right? Because I'm trying to put together a good show.
Yeah, this is a great show.
It was like PYT parody.
I got there. Jeff, no, let's be clear.
Let's take a minute to sit in that. Man. And we should say that that is straight off of the new Boyhood EP. I Know It's Coming. Dude. It's an interlude.
It's the single.
That and a blunt. Oh. Oh, you got the royalty-free version.
What's that?
What?
Risotto is a dish that tastes nice.
Yeah.
Butter, broth, white rind, spice, and rice. All congeal into a cream. Some people will eat this with glee. I disagree. Use a wok to ensure burnt char. I like singed rice. Use a wok to ensure burnt char. Paella is made up of soggy grains, mixed with chicken, beans, rabbit, and saffron. But you don't need all that. I would argue that's mostly meat. Keep it simple. Use a wok to ensure burnt char. Ruin your rice. Use a wok to ensure that scald. And the searing rice goes... Rice casserole's the dish that some make best. Most of them live in the Midwest. Midwesterners know how to char. Usually it's overcooked ham to their credit. They use woks to ensure burnt scald. They damage rice by using woks to ensure burnt rice.
He's gonna do this for like 45 minutes.
Sicilians eat arancini.
So many verses.
Grecians eat perfectly cooked rice. Belgian folks eat rich start. Rich start is a ricey pie. I hate all that. I use a wok to ensure burnt char. Mm. That's all garbage. Garbage. Just use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Char.
I feel like I should elaborate. Pew, pew, pew. Elaborate on the topic of rich start. Brrr. Rich start is a Belgian pie made of rice and slightly charred, but it's dessert. It's nothing like loose rice that scalds. I want burnt rice, so you use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Use a wok.
And the scorching rice goes...
was hard.
Five whole verses. Kind of the perfect amount for a song. Listening, learning.
Y'all are musicians.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I said to AJ last week, I said, hey, y'all should make a burnt rice parody. You've never heard the show, at least not recently. Basically, the lore is that there used to be a onigiri restaurant on the same street as the old studio called Almsby. Mm. Almsby closed, and then during the pandemic, we started singing songs, making puns on rice. And then at a certain point, it became songs about Almsby, and then songs just about rice, and then songs about ruining rice by overcooking it and charring it and scalding it, you know, cauterizing grains. Oh, my God. It's like I'm getting excited just thinking about the back catalog, because at some point, ideally in the next 6 months, I'm going to actually release, record, mix, master, and release an EP of all the songs that we've done. This one is the newest iteration. We haven't done one for a couple, I think 2 months. So this is actually, the audience is going to be excited. That was walk to ensure burnt char instead of walk on the wild side.
Yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Do you guys mind if we just talk through these lyrics real quick?
Please.
I can get some notes because y'all actually are musicians.
Yeah.
Again, Boyhood. and internet boyfriend. So
there's an E missing also if you're looking for me right now. We'll figure that out later. Don't worry.
Just going to talk through these. Risotto is a dish that tastes nice.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Butter, broth, white wine, spice, and rice.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
All congeal into a cream. Some people eat this with glee. I disagree.
Yep. Congeal?
What's that?
Congeal?
I would argue that risotto is a congealed cream. Is that fair to say? It's sort of like sweet and condensed.
As a man who knows how to make risotto and not much else.
As a man.
As a man.
So.
As a man. As and a man. I'm not going to get hung up on congeal, but the, you know what?
No.
Keep going.
The
keep
point
going.
Of this is to hyper-scrutinize every single syllable.
Okay. Congeal makes, do you, how do you, Jeff, feel about risotto? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
I don't like risotto.
Why not?
I mean, I don't hate it. I just think it tastes like a congealed cream of rice.
I think you've probably had a bad
And I got
risotto.
That from your lyric, which was honest and true.
Yeah.
They say right what you know.
Yeah.
They say right be honest.
You
know.
And, yeah. And you did.
Universality through specificity.
Okay. Yes. Now that I have that, I understand. I'm prepared to move on.
Hmm.
Use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Speak on that part.
Yeah. So basically.
Speak your
That's
truth.
Where you lose me. So far, so good. That's where you lose me. You think people... I don't think people are burning their rice on a wok before they make risotto. But
that's the point.
Okay.
And that's what I'll say.
It's a twist on a classic.
This is maybe some of the best lyricism I've done. I really wanted to show up because mm-hmm. each verse tells
good.
A story yeah. about yeah. rice or rice-based dishes, as mm-hmm. we'll see. Mm-hmm. And the chorus is saying, forget all that.
Yeah.
Just simply take a wok, put yeah. rice in there and burn the shit out of it. Yeah. So it's basically like use a wok to ensure
yep.
that there's burnt char all over the grains. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I've arrived.
Does that make well, not only does that make sense, do you love it?
Well, so you're looking at kind of it's five verses, you're looking at five different cultures, ways that people make rice, and you're saying, actually, fuck all that. Throw it in a wok, burn the shit out of it. Fuck the thing that you guys are doing culturally.
Oh. I like singed rice.
Sure.
Use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Okay. Yep.
Paella is made up of soggy grains.
First two.
Mixed with chicken, beans, rabbit, and saffron.
Is rabbit a common
Did you just like Google paella recipe and just, is that how
Famously
this went down?
Like seafood heavy, I feel like.
Yeah. I was like, I think there's like a scrimp or two in there.
Yeah.
I realize I've been peeking maybe this whole record.
We have to start over.
It's kind of a pleasant saturation. People are doing that for color a lot.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
You roll off your high end, you sound like Phoebe Bridgers.
That's true. Well, I was going to ask, would you mind if you wouldn't feel comfortable having J-Som mix this episode? First track on his EP mixed by J-Som.
Yeah.
I looked it up and said, paella, what's in paella? And it's chicken, beans, rice, rabbit, and saffron.
This is the first thing that comes up when you Google paella.
I mean, maybe not the first, but okay. I dug for hours.
You're on page 50.
That's where he got rabbit.
Yeah.
I don't want to offend anybody who knows what's in paella. I do not know.
Yeah.
But you don't need all that.
Yeah.
I would argue that's mostly meat.
Okay.
Meaning that's mostly not rice. That's okay. mostly rabbit and saffron, it seems like.
Yeah, you want more rice.
Keep it simple.
Yeah,
at the very
okay.
least. Keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Use a wok to ensure burnt rice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ruin Famously. Your rice
yeah.
by using woks to ensure burnt char.
Uh-huh.
And the searing rice goes.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I think that the commitment, you know, a mediocre lyric, I'm not saying that's what this is. But a mediocre lyric can really be salvaged by an incredible performance, and I think you brought it in the
backhanded compliment.
No. I don't want to say mediocre. I think
bad.
To be fair, Jeff, there are no words. They're not lyrics. But your performance was exceptional.
It's the sound of Sears.
It's the sound of.
It's the sound.
It's my favorite Postal Service song.
Scolding.
You could smolder. Do. Can I just? Next, sorry to interrupt, but like I'm sure you have like dozens of ideas in the back catalog, but like the sound of settling by the Postal Service, the sound of
pretty good. Mm. You guys could have written that on the way here.
Mm. Yeah, we could have.
Rice casserole's the dish that some make best.
Is rice casserole a real thing?
If somebody presented me with a rice casserole, I would really have to evaluate, like, how badly do I want this person to stay in my life?
What the?
A gift is a gift.
A gift is a gift. You know, you're right.
I'm always grateful to be gifted.
Most of them live in the Midwest. So there's a lot of casserole. I grew up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
There's a lot of casseroles there.
Rice-based?
Most of them not rice-based, but, you know.
Some of them.
It's just a song,
enough.
So.
Jeff, don't belittle your work.
Talk about the lyrics.
No, I meant enough casseroles.
Enough casseroles, that would have been such a funny way to be like, enough.
Jeff, enough, actually.
Don't belittle your work like that. This is more than just a song. This is your truth.
No, this is sort of, this might have to be the lead single.
Yeah, this bangs.
Midwesterners know how to char. Usually it's overcooked ham to their credit. Mm. They use woks to ensure burnt char.
Where is the rhyme?
What's that?
Where's the rhyme there? It's okay if there's not one.
Rice casserole is the dish that some make best. Most of them live in the Midwest.
Midwest, thank you.
Midwesterners know how to char. Usually it's overcooked ham to their credit.
I think we took such a long intermission between best and Midwest. I was like, hold on. Cool. I'm back. I'm in the studio.
My rhyme schemes are like, you know, there's A, B, A, B, there's A, A, B, B. For me, it's like... A Q R Z Z. You know what I mean? So yeah. I like to make people feel on edge. Basically.
It's working.
I like that.
They use woks to ensure burnt char.
Yeah.
They damage rice by using woks to ensure that scald.
Mm.
Ooh. I like the use of scald.
Yeah.
Sicilians eat arancini. Gretians eat perfectly cooked rice.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is great because, like,
the Greek.
Hearing all the previous lyrics, my first thought is like, this man doesn't know the plural word for like the Greek people. And then you bust out Gretians.
You're saying that the lyricism involved in making this song parody suggests someone so dull
it's just,
that they wouldn't know the plural word for Greek.
That's not what I'm saying. I would have expected Greeks.
A lot of backhanded compliments being given.
Yeah.
Dude.
Slinging poison and hoisin.
It's this or we just actually spank each other. So.
Belgian folks eat rich start.
This was my favorite verse because I feel like I learned something. I really did.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. There hasn't been a lot of new info in these rice parodies. But yeah, Belgian folks eat rich start. Rich start is a ricey pie. I hate all of that.
Yeah.
Use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all garbage. Use a wok to ensure burnt char.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was going to be like, so here's what rich start is. But the next verse explains it thus.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I should elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate on the topic of rich start.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Rich start is a Belgian pie made of rice and slightly charred. So what rich start is basically rice pudding in sort of a flaky, buttery crust with like a creme brulee sear on the top, right?
So I'd eat it.
Have you had rich start?
No, I would.
Oh. You said I would, like, talking about a celebrity that you would.
Smash or pass.
Fuck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Rich start is a Belgian pie made of rice and slightly charred, but it's dessert.
Mm.
It's nothing like loose rice that scalds.
Mm-hmm.
I want burnt rice, so use a wok to ensure burnt char. And the scorching rice goes, and that's the song. Overall, for this and for the other rice parodies that I've done.
I think really good.
Yeah.
I think
you're not just saying that
no, I'm being honestly, after we've walked through it, I'm even more convinced. I think you told a story. I think I learned something new. I think there were five verses, but they flew by. Mm-hmm. I think the chorus is convincing. I danced along. You did different things with your voice. You kept it interesting. There was some talking. There was some singing. There was some hissing.
Yeah. There shouldn't be hissing in a song.
There were some parts that were pretty reptilian.
You it speak was for yourself.
And that reptile, friends with a shark.
Whoa.
We got there.
Therefore, of God.
Of God.
Callbacks. Mm. Guys, we made it to the end of the episode.
What the fuck is crazy. Wrong with us? You wanna bang out a
what
second?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You
I'll come up beside it.
What's that?
You want to bang out a second episode real quick?
Muna's coming in 30 minutes. So
famously.
It could be, if we had a Patreon, it could be like a bonus backlog after the episode.
And why?
Watch what happens live after show. But no, we do have to get the fuck out of here.
That's fair.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people towards? We've already plugged the music, but continue to plug it, I guess, probably, right? So let's start with Dom.
Again? Oh, okay.
Could just be social media. Could be like...
okay.
Where can the people find you?
The people can find me, I think, easiest place is probably Instagram. My at is INTR.
And you don't think the easiest place would be...
That's actually, I mean, you will, you can find me like on my like yeah. afternoon depression walk.
Or if you're visiting AJ in New York, the easiest place to find you would be.
Yep.
Yeah. And you can also find Johnny Villa there.
If you can.
Want to, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's access both.
Dom?
Yeah, you can find me on the internet doing way too much. Instagram, my at is INTRNETBF. INTRNETBF, and we got links in the bio to Spotify where you can hear every song I've ever made for the last half a fucking decade. My Twitch, where I'm streaming myself making music and playing video games with my friends, and my YouTube, which is not as important. Yeah, listen to my music, please. I'm begging you. I'm so fucking tired.
Holy shit.
AJ.
AJ?
You can find me on Instagram at Joel Man Dunoff. No, you can find me at Boyhood Period, the word period spelled out, because they wouldn't let me end with a symbol. You can find me on kind of wherever you listen to music at Boyhood Period, but it's just the period. It's like a dot. And I just put out an EP. It's called I Know, comma, It's Coming. And Jeffrey is my muse.
I forgot to say that as well. Every song I've written is also about Jeff.
Yeah.
This is
some lore.
My birthday today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's write off on this. See, and what we could do is just write out over the credits, but instead what we're doing is we're live listening to it, and everybody's watching us hear a song.
Live reaction.
Oh, we're live?
At Jeffrey James on Instagram. That's it. Keep listening to this show and send it to your friends. Namaste. That's Dawes, folks. You're so lovely buying around, spinning me out, and that's fine. So lovely, I'm in your way. What a shame, run me down. Break down, fever pitch, I'd like. So lovely, steering the car.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Laitman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.